Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The U.S. Supreme Court has heard arguments over Donald Trump's claims that he cannot be prosecuted for acts committed while in office. As NPR's Kerry Johnson reports, a majority of the justices on the high court appeared skeptical of granting a president blanket immunity for prosecuting for criminal acts.
Majority of the justices that I heard seemed uncomfortable with giving former President Donald Trump for the first time some kind of blanket immunity. And the most outrageous and extreme hypotheticals his lawyer was suggesting, things like being able to assassinate a political rival, mount a coup, order the military to kill other people. At the same time, the conservative justices seem very concerned about the possibility of crippling future presidents and tying their hands.
It's unclear whether the high court will issue a ruling before the election in November. The question of presidential immunity from criminal prosecution has never been considered by the Supreme Court until now. From California to Boston, anti-war protesters have been gathering on college campuses to denounce the war in Gaza. A group of pro-Palestinian students set up an encampment at Stanford University on Thursday, as KQED's Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman reports.
The protest on the Stanford campus comes as students at universities across the country held similar events this week, calling on their schools to divest from companies tied to Israel. Young-Soo Kim is a Stanford student and one of the organizers of this protest.
I feel like I am also continuing a legacy of sorts, right, of student involvement in mass movements where all sectors of society are involved because they know that things like this just cannot continue. Injustice like this can't continue.
A spokesperson for Stanford says the school's endowment has no direct holdings in Israeli-owned companies, but noted that in 2015, the university's board rejected a proposal to divest from certain other companies that do business in Israel. For NPR News, I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman in Palo Alto.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with China's foreign minister in Beijing. As NPR's Emily Fang reports, Blinken is wrapping up a trip that's meant to stabilize ties between the U.S. and China.
Blinken said in opening remarks that the U.S. wanted to manage its differences with China to, quote, avoid misunderstandings and to avoid miscalculations. China's top diplomat, Wang Yi, compared China's relations with the U.S. to a listing ship sailing through stormy waters that has begun to stabilize. Wang laid out red lines China warned the U.S. not to cross, including not to meddle in its domestic affairs. And he warned Blinken the relationship could slide into conflict if badly managed. The international community is waiting for our answer, Wang said. Emily Fang, NPR News, Taipei, Taiwan.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR News. New York's highest court has overturned the rape conviction of Harvey Weinstein and ordered a new trial, citing improper judicial rulings. Weinstein is serving a 23-year sentence in New York. He's not being released following yesterday's ruling because of a 16-year prison sentence for a similar conviction in Los Angeles. In Texas, prosecutors are urging the state's Court of Criminal Appeals to overturn the voter fraud conviction of a Fort Worth woman. Crystal Mason was convicted of voting illegally in 2016. The former tax preparer served 3 years of a 5-year sentence for inflating the amount of refunds for her clients. In Paris, officials are alarmed that part of a famous landmark collapsed overnight, months ahead of the Summer Olympics. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that foul play is not suspected in the collapse of the iconic Windmill Wings atop a famous cabaret dance hall.
Images on TV news and social media showed the giant windmill blades of the iconic Moulin Rouge cabaret dance hall lying on the sidewalk, bent but intact. Officials say the structure is regularly inspected and the cause of its fall is not yet known. The Moulin Rouge first opened its doors in 1889. Its bohemian dance world has been evoked in countless books and movies. While a fire forced the club to close for a few months in 1915, officials say its windmill has never toppled. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
On Asia-Pacific markets, shares are mostly lower, up a fraction in South Korea. Again, U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.